This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. One-way traffic resumes along Downe section of East-West Highway. Nepal receiving 1.06 billion rupees for reducing carbon emission. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung says government is working sensitively to lessen plights of disaster survivors. And Israel claims to have killed dozens of Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. Now the news in detail. Traffic at Downe of West Nawalparasi along the Narayanghat-Butwal road section of the East-West Highway has resumed one way after the damaged road section was repaired. The road section falling in Downe of Bardaghat Municipality 4 was closed for traffic after it caved in due to heavy rainfall. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Nawalparasi, Resam Bohra, shared that the road was brought into one-way operation since 9:30 this morning. Two persons died on the spot in a jeep accident at Tajkot Rural Municipality 4 in Humla District this afternoon. According to police, the deceased have been identified as 49-year-old Bishnu Pariyar of Nepalganj Submetropolitan City 20 and Abhishek Budha of around 6 years old from Changkheli Rural Municipality 6 in Humla. The accident occurred when a jeep heading towards Nepalganj from Humla fell some 300 meters off the ground at Tirtha Saina of Tajkot Rural Municipality. Nepal is to receive 1.06 billion rupees from carbon trade. According to the RED Implementation Center under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Nepal is going to receive the amount for reducing carbon dioxide emission through its forests in 13 districts of the Tarai region. Nepal stored 2.4 million tons of carbon from 2018 to 2024, working in 13 districts of Tarai from Bagmati River to Mahakali River under the Tarai Arc Landscape Program. According to the ministry, Nepal will receive $5 for every ton of carbon dioxide emission reduced within this October. According to Badri Raj Dhungana, the spokesperson and joint secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, there is a provision that 80% of the money received from carbon trading should be spent on local beneficiary, indigenous and local communities. The former prime minister argued that the initiatives taken by his government in the past for good governance, social justice and economic prosperity have created new hopes and attractions to his party. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung asserted that the government was delivering on post-disaster rescue and relief distribution works being sensitive. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung reiterated the sensitivity of the government towards the unpredictable situation facing survivors after the recent rain-induced floods, landslides and inundations. He said the government has mobilized all concerned agencies to provide all possible assistance to those hardest hit by the disasters. Communication Minister Gurung reaffirmed government's commitment to resume transportation services in a smooth manner during upcoming festivals, Dasain Tihar and Chhath. The torrential rain on the 27th to 29th of September claimed lives of more than 200 people. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has announced that his party will contest upcoming by-elections and the general elections without allying with any other political forces. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, organized by CPN Maoist Center Dolakha Kathmandu Liaison Coordination Committee, Prachanda said that his party's identity was weakened as it contested polls by forging alliances with Nepali Congress and CPN-UML in the past. The Maoist Center chair added that now the Maoist Center is preparing to compete in polls independently and its beginning will be done from the upcoming by-elections to be held this November. On the occasion, he stressed for the party's organizational strengthening and mass mobilization. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Kanchenjunga region has witnessed a rise on the arrival of domestic and foreign tourists. On Friday alone, 65 foreign tourists left for the base camp. According to the office of the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council in Khunsa, the visitors are from Spain, France, Australia, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, Romania, the US, Poland and India. According to the statistics, 52 hotels are operating on the way to the base camp. The construction of the first trauma center outside the federal capital, Kathmandu, has started at Bardaghat in West Nawalparasi. The construction of the health facility is being carried out at the cost of some 120 million rupees. The investment will be borne by the federal government. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel says it is continuing its ground operation in southern Lebanon with raids on terrorist infrastructure taking place above and below ground. The BBC cited the Israel Defense Force IDF as saying it has destroyed Hezbollah weapons caches which were embedded in mountainous, thicketed and densely built up areas as well as being rigged with explosives. The IDF says ground forces and the air force have worked together to kill dozens of Hezbollah fighters in recent raids. Hezbollah said it was fighting with Israeli troops in the Adasi area. Hezbollah claims it repelled an Israeli offensive overnight with fighting ongoing on Saturday, while Israel said it's carrying out targeted raids. More Israeli airstrikes hit Beirut after the Israeli military warned people in a southern suburb to evacuate. According to the UN, more than 200,000 people have fled Lebanon into neighboring Syria as a result of Israeli airstrikes. Six Pakistani soldiers and at least eight rebels have been killed in two clashes in the restive northwest. Al Jazeera cited the military's media wing on Saturday as saying Lieutenant Colonel Muhammad Ali Shaukat was among the six soldiers killed in overnight fighting in the north Waziristan district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province along with six rebels. At least 10 people have been killed due to floods and landslides in India's northeastern state of Meghalaya. The Xinhua news agency quoted officials on Saturday as saying the floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains since Friday have hit Garo Hills region in the state. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. One-way traffic resumes along Downe section of East-West Highway, Nepal receiving 1.06 billion rupees for reducing carbon emission. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung says government is working sensitively to lessen plights of disaster survivors, and Israel claims to have killed dozens of Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.